One of my favorite things about this time of year is that we get to stretch a little away from the PGA Tour and the world of golf and have some fun with some guys who make their living doing other things than hitting a golf ball into the hole. Our next guest, well, he kicks the ball through the uprights, and this past week he broke the hearts of children all over the Carolinas with a game-winning effort. I'm talking about the best kicker in the NFL right now, Robbie Gould. Robbie, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'm thrilled. I actually was a week early on this. I was excited last week to get you. I'm even more excited after after a great Sunday for you. Part of the reason we're having you on the show is because of something fun that you guys are doing with Combos. So let's talk about that first. Explain to the listeners exactly what's going on.
Yeah, so I've partnered with Combos to put wild and wacky taste combinations to the test in the Combos file. It's an interactive web video series. The series is hosted by Chef Graham Elliott, and it'll feature me and a variety of celebrities taste testing flavor pairings to determine which flavors are bad combo and which ones are good combos. You'll find in the first episode, Devin Hester, my teammate, and I stepped into the taste kitchen, and we found out what our two favorite flavors were, which his was pineapple and mine was peanut butter. And we put those together to see what would happen, and we're trying to figure out what would be a better name for that combination. And then the second episode, Hester and I tasted pickles and ice cream, and we're trying to figure out how many people like it, how many people don't, and if it's a good combos or a bad combo, and find out how crazy these different flavor combinations have been. So if you want to go check them out at www.facebook.com/combos and see the next episode here next week, and have some fun checking out some of the wacky and crazy combination we taste tested in the taste kitchen.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It really is. I'm sure that now you guys are getting suggestions on, well, you've got to put this and that together. What's the strangest suggestion you guys have heard so far?
Probably wasabi and habanero. I mean, it was pretty crazy. So this has been some pretty outrageous combinations. But one of my personal favorites was when I was a little kid. I used to have ketchup and eggs. And it was something I loved as a younger kid. Devin didn't like so much. So we're tasting some crazy stuff, having a lot of fun. Go check out the Combos files at www.facebook.com/combos and find out which one is your favorite.
Yeah, I tell you what's cool is that you guys are getting a lot of feedback. I'm on the site right now, and it seems like everything you do is getting all kinds of comments. That's kind of a neat thing to be recognized using your celebrity to be recognized elsewhere. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. You know, Combos is a great snack for parents to go kind of check out and give their kid, obviously, this snack in moderation. So they've done a great job putting these videos together, and it's been a lot of fun for us to be able to be a part of it and figure out what's the craziest combination that people have given us the feedback and try to figure out how great it is or how bad it could be.
Yeah, I would think that you're going to get some pretty gross suggestions. And as you go, I think you're going to get some knockoffs. I think you're going to have kids out there making their own YouTube videos, sort of knocking this off and saying, you know, this is a better one or this is a worse one. And all of that is all of that's going to be very entertaining. Obviously, you're in the middle of the season right now. I mean, you guys, you beat the Panthers this past week. You guys are having a good year. You're awfully busy, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, obviously this time of the year is pretty busy for football players. Obviously, there are downtimes in the winter. But, you know, we're doing either practicing 6 days a week or doing some stuff like this for combos and just having fun, enjoying not only, you know, playing football, but get outside and do something completely different and outside the box like we've done here. And hopefully, obviously, we want to get some great feedback. So hopefully we'll have some awesome Facebook comments and people will enjoy it.
Well, obviously, this is I'm a former mediocre tour player. And this is a golf talk show. You were actually one of the participants at the Ryder Cup with the celebrity shootout that went on. What was that experience like for you to be at the Ryder Cup there in Chicago, your adopted hometown?
Absolutely incredible. I mean, Medina Country Club did a phenomenal job hosting along with the PGA, the Ryder Cup in Chicago. I was able to go out there Tuesday and play in the Celebrity Pro-Am with Lee Trevino, Corey Pavin, and Stan Mikita. And I'll tell you what, Lee and Corey were unbelievable. And it was one of those days you never wanted to have end because you're inside the ropes for the Super Bowl of golf, and it was just an amazing experience.
Yeah, I was there doing the live coverage for the radio broadcast, and having been, even if I hadn't been a golfer, I think that might have been the coolest sporting event that I ever got to be a part of.
Yeah, it was pretty intense. It was a lot of fun. Obviously, getting lessons from Lee and Corey throughout the round was a highlight of my golfing career, which, you know, I'm a 3 handicap, so I enjoy golfing. You know, I get on the celebrity tour and do some celebrity events, but that one took definitely sits number one of all-time experiences.
You know, I wanted to say something to you about that 3 handicap. If you're going to compete against those criminals from Hollywood and the retired sports guys, you're going to have to get that handicap up to about an 8. I mean, you're just going to have
that, or I have to stop blading all my wedges, one of the two.
You don't get to play at all this time of year, I would imagine.
No, we don't get a chance to play much. Obviously, the weather's a little tough here in the later October, November, December. But if we do, it's out on usually on a Monday afternoon, and it's usually 40 degrees and about 30-mile-per-hour winds.
Is there anything from golf that, or anything from football that you can take to the golf course in terms of the concentration, the preparation? That, you know, is there any crossover there at all in what you do for a living and what
Absolutely.
You do for fun?
Absolutely. You know, obviously, you have a pre-shot routine. Like you do in golf, where you pick a target, you figure out which shot you're going to hit. Same thing with kicking. You know, you get back there, you have a pre-kick routine, you find your spot, you want to kick towards that target. And usually if you hit that target, you're probably going to make more good shots and more good kicks than bad ones. So I take a lot of what I learn on the golf course and apply it to football. And what I do in football, I apply it to golf. So it's been a lot of fun to be able to get out and play a lot. It's a vice for me to get away from football. And I've just been lucky to play in a couple events and have some fun watching the PGA Tour. And it is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is an awful lot of fun. Before I let you go, you walked onto the team at Penn State. You went undrafted in the NFL. It doesn't seem like you ever gave up on yourself. You believed that you could end up where you are today, and that's with one of the best percentages of all time. What would you say to kids that may be in the car listening with their folks right now, whether they're golfers or just sports fans, about that, about sticking with something?
Well, I think the biggest part about it is if you believe in yourself and you believe you can make it, put all your effort into it and work 110% until – somebody tells you know what, you're just not good enough to do it. So I got cut a couple times. I walked on at Penn State because I wasn't the biggest of kids at 145 pounds soaking wet, and just worked really hard in the weight room, worked really hard out on the practice field, and made sure I made all the right decisions instead of the wrong decisions. And the biggest thing is believing in yourself, and somebody will believe in you.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot to be said for that because it's a true success story. I don't think there's any way around it. When is the next video going to go up on Facebook for the combos? And who might you be working with? Obviously, Devin Hester. He's got a lot of free time these days because nobody will kick to him. But who else might you be working with?
Actually, it'll air or come on the Facebook.com/combos website next week, and we'll be with Graham Elliott. There'll also be videos up with NASCAR driver Kyle Busch.
Sure.
Devin Hester and myself will be in the videos, and hopefully everyone will enjoy them, and they'll be on throughout the fall.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun, and I could keep you all day. We could talk golf all day, and I can always talk food, but I know you have a busy schedule, so Robbie, I'll let you go. Keep up the great work. Enjoy the rest of the season. You know, if you keep making them in these days of parity, you're going to be the man.
Well, I appreciate that. And anytime you guys need an extra golfer, just give me a buzz.
You can count on a phone call once you guys are finished for the season.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.